This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2011 in Lakeland, Florida. One of the major stories of the storm was whether or not a building collapsed and whether or not there were people trapped inside. Okay, it wasn't a building, it was a big tent, but sure enough, there were 70 people trapped underneath a tent structure, and many of them were elderly, including 9 World War II WASP pilots. Robert Ohl was inside the tent. He's the one that made the 911 call. He spoke to us late on Thursday night.
Well, we were giving a symposium, or I should say a lot, hosted at the 99 for the World War II Women Air Force Service Pilots, the WASP.
Yeah, and where was the building? Where was the tent?
It was right next to the museum building, Florida Air Museum building on the Lakeland Airport.
Yeah.
And the tent was set up there for a luncheon. There's about 70 people inside, including, I think we had 8 or 9 WASP there to be honored. And we had arrived. Everybody had just about sat down. The caterer had just brought the food in when it was sprinkling. But looking out the tent, we could see the blackness of the sky in the distance and a little bit of rumbling. But looking at the radar on my phone, it looked like everything was going to the north of us, shearing off down I-4. And it wasn't but a few moments later, all of a sudden, there was no rumbling or anything, just a blast of wind, just like we were in water, like a pressure washer coming through there. Up. A couple other guys jumped up and tried to brace the walls, the aluminum beams holding the white fabric of this this portable building. And we were having a heck of a time supporting it, and there's a couple guys said they didn't have the physical capability of helping out. They were too old. But meanwhile, Susan King, our managing director, co-founder for Wings of Dreams Aviation Museum, was lost to these events, and her team was getting the WASP on tables, and there were, you know, people, a lot of noise. And at that time, the whole building just kind of picked up and then started leaning and started collapsing. And everybody were, you know, yelling, "Get under the tables, get under the tables." And at the same time, I grabbed my cell phone, called 911, because I wanted early responders, as these WASP were, you know, they're in their, we had 90, 91, 93-year-old, you know, they're up there, and not very physically capable. But there was about 10 minutes of very hard pounding, violent winds, big hail, and we were trying to support the weight of the canopy, but it overcame us. And I think one of the ladies did get hit on the head a little bit with the aluminum beam as it came down, but not seriously injured or anything.
So was everybody under the tables at that point?
Yeah, everybody was down on the floor under the tables in the rain and wind. And we were very concerned for the WASP, especially because they were in the front of the building there. I tried to hold the canopy up and keep contact with 911. I lost them twice, but reestablished. I don't know whether it was the what. At any rate, we were asking, somebody mentioned that someone was hurt, and I asked them to send paramedics. And, you know, then the wind started easing off a little bit, and the hail stopped, so I knew the core of the storm had pushed on. Then right about maybe 5 minutes afterwards, where we were afraid the building was, the rest of it was going to collapse. We didn't know what the status of the structural strength of the building was, but it was already evident that most of it had come down. I couldn't see very well because I was holding up the canopy, trying to keep the weight of the table along with another fella. And then the caterer, actually, he was the cook there from the catering company, said there's a gap out on the east end of it, and they're able to get some people out of that, just keep holding it up so people could get out. And then eventually we all worked our way out, and a couple minutes after that, the first responders showed up. So we got everybody soaked to the bone, cold, and shaking over into the museum building, into the conference center there, conference room, and got them warmed up and got some food in them, and it was several hours before we got power.
Well, it was a pretty amazing experience. I was there too, and I've never seen anything like it. Sounds like you did some really good work tonight, Bob.
Well, our whole team did, but unfortunately for Winds of Dreams, our Asian museum, our displays, we have a portable tent, not a pop-up tent, a big tent, is a mangled mess. And it's pretty close to a total loss. And a lot of the displays we had kind of held back from putting out, but the stuff that we did have out, thinking we would have a little more time, was torn up and soaked, and we've taken a pretty heavy hit. And we're all volunteers, through the museum, Wings of Dreams Aviation Museum, get together to honor these heroes from World War II and bring them around. It's really tough for profits right now. We're having a hell of a time, and this was something we really didn't need.
It sounds like the heroes that you honored were honored by some other heroes tonight. So or today, we appreciate what you do, and thanks very much for talking to us. It was a strange day.
It was a tough day for a lot of people, really for the AVI people who took some major losses today along with others too.
Well, thanks very much for talking to us today, Bob. It's Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.